Good morning, it's 619 with sports news. I'm Jesse King. We'll start with the NBA playoffs, where Lou Williams held the fort as the Hawks routed the Bucks without Trae Young, 110-88. The Bucks were also without their top player. Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a hyperextension of his left knee in the third quarter and was out for the rest of the game. Milwaukee is expected to know more about his status today. Game 5 is tomorrow night, and the series is even at 2 games apiece. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees pounded the Angels 11-5. The Mets rallied past the Braves 4-3. The Blue Jays romped the Mariners 9-3. The Red Sox edged the Royals 7-6. The Phillies squeaked by the Marlins 4-3. And Kyle Schwarber hit his 12th home run in 10 games as the Nationals beat the Rays 4-3. Elsewhere, the College World Series is going to a third and decisive game following Mississippi State's 13-2 laugher over Vanderbilt. In baseball news, Tim Mead, the former president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, is being sued by the family of former Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, who died of a drug overdose 2 years ago. The lawsuits filed yesterday against the Angels organization and Mead also named Eric Kay as a defendant. Skaggs was 27 when he was found dead in a Dallas hotel room before a series against the Rangers. Kay, who was the Angels' director of communications, was indicted by a federal grand jury in October on drug charges for allegedly providing Skaggs with the drugs that caused his death. Mead was Kay's boss, and the lawsuits alleged that Mead knew about Kay's issues with drug addiction, including that he was distributing drugs to players. At Wimbledon yesterday, Serena Williams had to retire after hurting her leg in her opening round match against Alexandra Cecinovic. Meanwhile, Venus Williams, Ash Barty, and Coco Gauff all advanced. On the men's side, number 7 Roger Federer split 4 sets before Adrian Mannarino had to retire with a leg injury. I'm Jesse King.